Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. And we welcome you to the PM Rush on this Wednesday, and it is loaded with high-level investigations, a Guinness book record, and a famous purse fresh from the pages of the Knicks championship. Hang on a minute. First, a big-time criminal probe on part of the NYPD, the FBI, and the U.S. Attorney's Office. And the focus? Alleged corruption. The target? Oh, hold on. If you're eating a late lunch, you don't want to lose it. They're probing both current as well as former higher-ups in the doggone police department. Yeah. They showed up at the home of the former chief of department, Jeff Madry, who was the highest-ranking uniformed officer. Innocent until proven guilty, folks, but NYPD critics, even the big bosses down there, have commented, even the inference smells rotten. 1010 Winds reporter Mary Lynn Buckley in our leadoff spot on this Wednesday.
Sources familiar with the matter telling 1010 Winds that the NYPD and the FBI conducted multiple search warrants in a joint criminal investigation, which stemmed from allegations of bribery. Mayor Mamdani asked about these raids and says NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch has it handled.
This is an investigation that the NYPD is conducting with the FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York.
NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch making these remarks at the Police Academy's graduation.
But when you act with integrity and when you do what is right, as I know you will be upholding the highest ideals of the department.
Sources say this investigation involves a number of current and former NYPD members. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Lower Manhattan.
Yeah, the investigation includes the current chief of Manhattan South, Jimmy McCarthy, who is now on modified duty. 1010 Winds is on it. We'll let you know how this thing plays out, everybody. Meantime, an unrelated probe, a former chief of staff to Mayor Eric Adams under arrest, along with four others in a big bribery investigation. Authorities say it involved a city contract, Frank Carone, along with his brother Anthony, as well as a Queens hotel owner and a worker at said hotel, were all picked up today, according to a law enforcement official. They say Frank Carone played a key role in Adams' 2021 campaign, served as his chief of staff in 2022, 2023, he formed a political consulting firm. He's also a one-time lawyer for the Brooklyn Democratic Party. Well, his lawyer calls the indictment, quote, weak and based on purely circumstantial evidence that's not worth the paper it's printed on, he says. As we go on the air, an arraignment is just getting underway. We will update this story later. Well, they call him Mayor Zoran Mamdani Rainmaker. It was a clean sweep for candidates backed by the mayor in last night's primaries. The looky-loos are rolling their eyes with the question of the hour.
Asked if Mayor Mamdani is trying to turn America into a socialist country.
My goal is to make America a place that every American can afford.
Which was a central theme of his own campaign for mayor. These wins could give the mayor some of the tools he needs to start implementing the policies he campaigned on.
The working person is struggling in our city to afford basic needs. And what you will see, whether it's a vision on making healthcare more affordable, on making housing more affordable, or on a vision, as Daria Lisa often talks about, of investing in babies, not bombs.
One policy he believes they can start fighting for right away is, in his words, abolishing ICE. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Yeah, Mamdani's supporters say you can say what you want, but people are hungry for new type of politics. And if the guy's getting us where we need to be, then let him have at it. People are still talking about that speech he gave the other day down at the Knicks parade. Critics say he didn't write it. Supporters say, hell, it didn't matter. He delivered it and it hit home. Well, he mentioned it yesterday, but MTA boss Jan Oliber says it's official. Everybody took the train to get to the Knicks parade the other day. In fact, he says the LIRR and Metro North both hit new highs.
Last Thursday, when the champs paraded through the Canyon of Heroes, we broke ridership records on both commuter railroads. We would have broken it on the subways, but there were a lot of fare gates that were open, as everybody saw. But Long Island Railroad, almost 370,000 riders, the highest weekday total since COVID by a lot.
Yeah, Metro North saw about 302,000 riders. He says a lot of Knicks fans took the train to the games, which were played here too. And when you toss in the World Cup traffic with tourists just milling about the city, it was Christmas down at the MTA. Two teenagers stabbed in the Bronx this week while trying to break up a fight between the suspect and a woman. This happened Monday night in the Belmont section. Cops say the alleged attacker, 28-year-old John Arce, was arguing with the lady when the two 16-year-olds intervened. The suspect allegedly attacked the Good Samaritans with a scalpel. Says he stabbed one of them in the head. The other was cut across the face. Got a nasty cut. They were both rushed to the hospital. They're expected to be okay. Arce was charged with assault, tampering with physical evidence, as well as weapons possession. No word on what started that fight to begin with. A day after the Trump administration sued New York over its law to ban ICE agents from wearing face masks, New York is countersuing, firing back.
First, the Trump administration sued New York, saying the mask ban puts officers at risk and that New York doesn't have the power to decide. Now New York is suing back to make sure the law stays on the books.
We filed a lawsuit to prevent the administration from interfering with New York's authority to protect public safety.
Attorney General Letitia James says the law is about the essential standards of transparency and accountability.
It's truly disturbing that in the great United States of America, these federal agents can pull people off the streets while shrouded in masks without ever identifying themselves.
A mask ban in California was ruled unconstitutional. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
We'll follow that to see what happens. Critics are saying if you're not guilty of anything or if you're not undercover, why are you wearing a mask? Most police officers do not in this town. We'll see how that goes. Well, if you have a two-year-old, the clock is ticking away to apply for the city's free 2K program. Here, Mamdani reminding parents today.
In order to be a part of this incredible program, you have to apply by this Friday at 11:59 p.m., which is sooner than many may think. So if you or anyone you know has a child born in 2024, help us spread the word. Again, applications close this Friday at 11:59 p.m., and offers will be released in August.
Yeah, so now the program isn't fully citywide just yet. They're starting off with 2,000 seats in five school districts covering Washington Heights, Inwood, Fordham, Kingsbridge, and parts of East Brooklyn. City plans to make the program universal over the next 4 years. A Long Island woman had her day in court today for a deadly stabbing.
Family and friends of the victim packed the courtroom as 22-year-old Kristen Scully was denied bail. She is accused of taking a pocket knife and stabbing her acquaintance Robert Carriger in the neck, killing him in his Massapequa home. Scully's attorney, Dennis Lemke, however, says his client was being sexually assaulted at the time.
It really is a young lady that had no other option.
The DA's office says there's no evidence of a sexual assault. Lemke says drugs were found.
She was extremely weak, made it about 15 feet where she collapsed.
Prosecutors say the two did engage in drug use in the past. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.